theme from Sesame Street. It's familiar to many Americans who've either grown up or had children in the past 30 years. But Sesame Street isn't just an American television staple, it's a global phenomenon. There are now versions of the program in 20 different countries.
Sesame Street is known for diversity and tackling tough life issues. This fall, Takalani Street, South Africa's version of the popular children's program, will feature an HIV-positive Muppet. Common Ground's Cliff Brockman takes us behind the scenes of Takalani Street.
The music is different. There's an African village that doesn't look anything like New York City, and there's a flying train. But wait, the village is inhabited by furry, puppet-like creatures that look vaguely familiar, and there's the trademark green and yellow street sign. But it has a different name, Takalani Sesame.
It means be happy in Venda.
Robert Knezovich is with Sesame Workshop in New York. He helps develop international versions of Sesame Street. The newest, Takalani Sesame, is airing in South Africa.
In early 90s, our president and CEO now went down to South Africa to see if there was anything that Sesame Street can do for the children of South Africa. And there was a long development period with consultations with various organizations and groups. And it was about in the mid-90s that USAID had come on board and come up with some funding for us to develop a local version of Sesame Street. That was, in essence, how the origin began. It was a long and consultative process on how to really bring this kind of educational media to a developing country.
Sesame Workshop leaders say language was an exciting challenge for them. There are 11 official languages in South Africa, along with several other indigenous dialects.
Language is really regarded as something that offers a wonderful richness to this project.
Dr. Charlotte Cole is in charge of education and research for the Sesame Workshop.
We met with local educators, again, just as we had developed the educational curriculum. We also had a seminar on language. What resulted from the seminar was a belief that language itself could be used as a window into cultural appreciation and helping children understand the great diversity in their country. But on a practical standpoint, how then do you translate that wonderful asset? English ends up sort of being the glue of the program, but children are introduced to other languages, other South African languages, several ways. Many of the characters are bilingual, and so when there is, for example, a counting segment, the characters might count both in English and another language. Some of the live action pieces are done where there's more than one language that's presented simultaneously. So someone might start in one language and then present another language where, you know, in a voiceover kind of situation. And then there's some other clever ways that the television producers have introduced multiple languages where you have situations where characters do what's called code switching, where they start in one language and go to another language. But if you're watching the segment through the context of the segment, you can understand what's actually happening.
Here is a queue of people waiting to get on the train. Ena, kikalo ya mula.
This is a Muppet character running back and forth along a line of people, or queue as he calls it, at the train station.
Yeah, and this is the beginning of the queue. Ah, no. And now I shall show you the end of the queue. And this is the end of the queue.
Dr. Charlotte Cole says Takalani Sesame is specifically designed to support South Africa's national education curricula. Learning to count falls under the heading of numeracy or basic math skills.
We worked directly with the Department of Education to develop an educational framework for the program that would really meet the national curriculum needs and the needs of the children in the country. What resulted was a curriculum that gets at three basic areas which are directly related to the national curriculum. Those are literacy, numeracy, and life, what they call life skills. The literacy element are kind of basic fundamentals of reading and writing. Numeracy gets at very preliminary fundamental mathematic skills such as being able to count, identifying shapes. And then the life skills, which is seen as a very critical component of the national curriculum, gets its social, emotional elements, problem solving, and aspects of just being able to cope in a modern world. In some ways, it's similar to the curriculum here in the United States, but it also has a very direct focus that's based on this national curriculum. And related to that life skills piece is an appreciation for South Africa's diversity, and that comes across very strongly in the program.
Nino! Nino!
When can Sikwa take Nino for a ride? Nino wants to go for a ride!
I'll take you for a ride as soon as I work out a way to fix this engine. Okay. Let me try tightening these loose bolts here. Okay, Nino.
Okay.
Teaching basic skills is primarily the job of a cast of puppets, or Muppets to be more precise. Robert Knezovic says Takalani Sesame has its own unique set of characters.
The one character that could be familiar to our American audience is a character by the name of Neno in South Africa, and he is known as Elmo's South African cousin. Of course, the cute little red fuzzy monster. There is Zikwe, a fuzzy blue ageless monster who is in fact a taxi driver, and he has an old VW bus on the set, which of course never can get started.
Zikwe, why aren't we moving?
We need to find another way to try and fix this engine.
Other characters include a big bird like Mongoose and Zuzu, a young girl enamored with learning. Takalani Street isn't limited to television. It's the first Sesame program to have a radio version.
South Africa has a long tradition of good educational radio programming.
This, again, is Dr. Charlotte Cole.
The reach of radio is much greater than television, and there was a consistent feeling among many of the people that we talked to that television would not be enough, that if we really wanted to reach the most disadvantaged populations, which was, of course, our goal, radio would be the best way to do that.
They are the same characters. We certainly use a lot of songs, and of course it's the same curriculum that we use. It is in essence a version of Takalani without pictures. Songs obviously play a large part, and language obviously plays a large part. In the beginning, there were three local radio stations that aired this, and we of course consulted with the local radio stations on how best to reach and format a radio program that would appeal to that radio station's audience. We have developed what seems to be working, and now in the new season we are now adding an additional language and an additional station to reach even further into the country. But yes, it is in essence Sesame Street on radio, with all of the humor, with all of the education, and with all of the singing and, you know, and excitement that you would find in television.
Both Knezovic and Cole add the radio program is more than just airing the audio portion of the TV show. The radio programs, they say, are specifically designed for the ear, like this instrumental song. Also unique to the South African version is a training component and supplemental materials. The project distributes some 10,000 posters, books, and teachers' guides. The idea is to help teachers train parents to work with their kids at home. The long-term goal of Takalani Sesame is to become self-sustaining. The program is already produced in South Africa. Much of the project is currently funded by the United States Agency for International Development, along with a South African insurance company. Eventually, Knezovic and Cole say they hope all the money to finance the program will be raised in South Africa. The immediate future appears bright. The South African Broadcasting Company recently agreed to air Takalani Sesame for at least another 3 years. For Common Ground, I'm Cliff Brockman.